אנחנו קוראים בכתבי בעל הסולם.
We're reading from the writings of בעל הסולם, the introduction to the book פנים מאירות ומסבירות. We're in item 19.
אתה רוצה להגיד משהו?
You want to say something, Rav?
אני מוכן שאנחנו נתחיל.
No, I'm ready to start.
19. Our sages said, the evil, he is the evil inclination. He is Satan. He is the angel of death. He descends and incites, ascends and slanders. He comes and takes his soul. This is because two general corruptions occurred because of the sin of the tree of knowledge. The first corruption is the matter of ascends and slanders. He has been tempted to eat from the tree of knowledge and acquired a vessel of reception of the vacant space in the structure of his body. That in turn caused hatred and remoteness between the internal light of life that the Creator had breathed in Adam's nostrils and Adam's body. It is similar to what our sages said. All who is proud, the Creator says, he and I cannot dwell in the same abode. This is so because pride stems from the vessels of reception of the vacant space, from which the upper light had already departed from the time of the restriction and onward. It is written in the Zohar that the Creator hates the bodies that are built only for themselves. For this reason, the light of life fled from them, and this is the first corruption. The second corruption is the descent of 288 sparks that were already connected in the system of holiness. They were given and descended to the system of the Sitra Acha and the Klipot, so the world will not be destroyed. This is so because the system of holiness cannot sustain and nourish people and the world due to the hatred that had been made between holiness and the vessels of the vacant space. This follows the law of opposites. He and I cannot dwell in the same abode. Hence, the 288 sparks were given to the system of the other side, the Sitra Acha, so they would nurture and sustain man and the world, although the incarnations of the souls in the bodies, as it is written, 10,000 for a generation and for 1,000 generations until the end of correction. Now you can see why they are called klipot, shells, or peels. They are like, it's because they're like a peel on a fruit. The hard peel envelops and covers the fruit to keep it from any filth and harm until the fruit is eaten. Without it, the fruit would be corrupted and would not fulfill its purpose. Thus you find that the 288 sparks were given to the Klipot to sustain and qualify reality until they connect and attain their desired goal. The above-mentioned second corruption is the matter of comes and takes his soul. I wish to say that even that tiny part of the soul that remains for a person as sweat of the previous life is also robbed by the Sitra Achra through the same bestowal that gives him from the 288 sparks that have fallen into her. To understand this, you need a clear picture of the Sitra Achra as she really is. Thus, you will be able to examine all her ways. I have already shown in Panim Masbirot Branch 6 all the parts of reality from the lower world are branches extending from their roots like an imprint from a seal from the upper world. And the upper from the one above it. And that upper from its own upper. Know that any discernment in the branches about the roots is only in the basis of their substance. This means that the substances in this world are corporeal bases, and the substances in the world of Yetzirah are the spiritual bases, relating to the spirituality in Yetzirah. So it is in each and every world. However, the occurrences and the conducts in them have the same value from each branch to its root, like two drops of water, equal to each other, and like the imprint from whose form is identical to the seal which is was imprinted. Once you know this, we can seek that branch that the upper Sitra Achra has in this world. And through it, we will also know its root, the upper Sitra Achra. We find in the Zohar portion of the Zriya that the afflictions in people's bodies and branches of the upper Sitra Achra. Hence, let us take the animate level and learn from it. We find that the sprouting that occurs in its body through attainment of pleasure is what proliferates its life. For this reason, Providence has imprinted in the little ones that every place they rest their eyes on gives them pleasure and contentment, even from the most trifling things. This is so because the level of the small must proliferate sufficiently to grow and sprout, and this is why their pleasure is copious. Thus, you find that the light of pleasure is a progenitor of life. However, this law applies only to pleasures that come to the level as a whole. But in pleasure of separation, when the pleasure is concentrated and received only by a separated part of the level of the animal, we find that the opposite rule. If there is a defected place in its flesh, which demands scratching and rubbing, the act of scratching carries its reward with it, as one feels great pleasure pursuing it. However, this pleasure is sodden with a drop of the potion of death. If one does not govern one's desire and pays the haunting demand, the payment will increase the debt. In other words, according to the pleasure from scratching, so will the affliction increase and the pleasure will turn into pain. When it begins to heal again, a new demand for scratching appears, and a greater extent than before. And if one still cannot govern one's desire and pays statute on the demand, the affliction will grow as well. Finally, it brings a bitter drop, poisoning all the blood in that animal. You find that it died by receiving pleasure. Since it is a pleasure of separation, received only by a separate part of the level, hence, death operates in the level in the opposite manner from the pleasure administered to the entire level. Hence we see before us the form of the upper sitra acha from head to toe. Her head is the will to receive only for herself and not to bestow outside of herself. As the property of the demand in the afflicted flesh with respect to the entire animal, the body of the Sidra Acha is a certain form of demand that is not going to be paid. The payment one makes increases the debt and the affliction even more, as with the example of receiving pleasure by scratching. The toe of the Sitra Acha is the drop of the portion of death, which robs it and separates it from the last spark of life had left, like the drop of the portion of death that intoxicates all the blood in the animal. This is the meaning of what our sages said, in the end it comes and takes a soul. In other words, they said that the angel of death comes with a drawn sword and a drop of poison at its tip. The person opens his mouth and throws the drop inside as he dies. The sword of the angel of death is the influence of the Sitra Acha, called Cherev, sword, because of the separation that grows according to the measure of reception, and the separation destroys it. One is compelled to open one's mouth, since one must receive the abundance for sustenance and persistence from her hands. In the end, the bitter drop at the tip of the sword reaches him, and this completes the separation to the last spark of breath, of his breath of life.
Questions, please. Kiev.
Yes, dear Rav, we read a lot about the Sitra Acha. It's not clear what it is.
The other side, Sitra Acha, is our ego, which stands to be corrected, and its corrections are happening in several stages. First, we reject part of these egoistic desires from ourselves, and we don't want to use them. Some of them we can already perhaps transform them in order to bestow. But everything that's egoistic and there's a matter of whether it's possible to correct it or impossible. Typically, the Sitra Acha, the other side, is our desires that we're unable to correct. And later on, of course, even what's called the angel of death becomes the holy angel, meaning that it too becomes corrected, and all the desires ultimately receive an intention to bestow. That we can't overcome them. There are such desires that you cannot overcome. What can you do? They're greater than your force of overcoming. We don't even feel right now these desires because we're not being given them. They're too big. We will surely want to try to use them the way they appear in us. And that's it. So, it's as if the person becomes crazy, beyond normal, can't cope with them. But bit by bit, by the same level of importance of the Creator that we acquire, we can receive more and more greater desires and overcome. But still, there will be some that we can't. And those desires we cannot overcome, they have what we call worlds, worlds of Sitra Acha. About this, it's written in the book Tree of Life, and it's very difficult to understand that. That's, it's discussed. They have a structure similar to all of the 125 degrees of Kedusha. There are degrees of impurity with their names and actions between them and so forth. It's hell, as we call it. But hell is in that we can't do anything with them in order to bestow. And the person is very sorry for not being able to overcome them and do something in order to bestow. And he, as if, is obligated to fulfill, carry out these desires in order to receive. That is something very, very difficult to bear. Well, we'll get there in the meantime. In short, the system is much more complex than what we learn in the meantime.
How not to fall to that influence?
We can't be or not be in it. We simply exist in this whole system, except the system is not yet open, revealed to us, not in the part of Kedusha and not in the part of Tum'ah, impurity. But the more we go into the part of Kedusha, sanctity, then correspondingly to some extent, somewhat, we can also feel the part of impurity. Yeah. That is still ahead of us. The whole matter is much more complicated than we think, or what we, in the meantime, learn. It's like, okay, well, what's the big deal here? It's either in order to receive or in order to bestow this or that. No, it's much more complex. Kiev 2.
В продолжении вот этого вопроса Влада. Что такое в тексте часто встраивается?
Continuing Vlad's question.
Ситрахра. Значит, есть нижняя ситрахра. Что это за строение такое?
What's the upper ситрахра mentioned in the text?
Well, that's like the worlds. There's the world of Atzilut. Above the world of Atzilut, there's the world of Ein Sof and the world of Adam Kadmon, where we have no engagement. All the created beings begin from below, not even from the world of Atzilut. The world of Atzilut is like a Rosh that is above us. And we are in the worlds of Bia. So there's upper worlds and lower worlds. and that's in Kedusha, where we are in order to bestow, and also in Tum'ah, meaning when we are in order to receive. So it is a single system, but it's divided to two parts, both right and left, up and down, and that's how we learn it. Of course, it's all with respect to the person who has to correct himself. Okay? All right. Merkaz 1.
It's a bit difficult to follow the article. If you could explain what he's speaking about here in general, what he's trying to tell us.
You need this article, this part we just read. You need to go through it. Besides the noon lesson, when there is some other meeting between you, you can read, or everyone individually. It's better if you read it together. Also, if you listen to what was the reader just read, Gilad reads well, and we'll repeat it. We have to repeat the material in the lessons a few times for it to be absorbed. Be'er Sheva.
Good morning, Rav. World 10. There is in the middle about the descent of the 288 sparks to the Sitra Acha. It's written 10,000 for a generation and 1,000 generations to Gemar Tikkun. So the question is the fear in the work of the Creator that we're trying to do? On the other hand, what Baal HaSulam says, that it's so sharp. What do I have to relate more? One hand working the Creator, on the other hand, it's so determined. So where can I do anything? Where can the 10 influence?
Read a few times and then you'll find the place. Moscow 1.
When we're speaking about a desire like some kind of flaw or...
Read a few times, I told you, and then it'll be clearer. And if it's not clearer, then even if it's not clearer, you'll discover it soon. As you keep going on the path, you'll discover. How do you want to understand something you don't feel? How? First you feel, then you understand what you feel. What's the connection between all kinds of components of your feeling? But if you don't yet attain it, then please go back to it a few times so that you're clear on what you want to attain. PT 19.
Good
morning, Rav, friends. So here he says that since the system of holiness cannot ruin a person, as the law of opposites. So he says that we learn that in the world, the holiness does work on opposites. So what does he mean here that it can't?
Okay, we're not discussing this today. Read a few times more and then we'll see how we can answer and discuss this. We will move to Tess. Read what we just studied. Yeah,